It is a Tuesday. What are we doing Tuesdays? It's the Dial-A-Doc program, sponsored by and brought to you by FHN. Today, we're joined by the FHN Foundation Director, Al Ivan, is with us here today. Hey, Al, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here. It's great to talk to you. And the topic is going to be here today. Well, first of all, let's start with this. Describe the FHN Foundation and what is its role at FHN?
Sure. Well, thank you. The foundation is here to augment and enhance whatever FHN is doing to improve health and wellness in the communities. And the foundation specifically does that by raising funds for projects around the healthcare system that we operate in the five counties. And sometimes we do that by special events. Sometimes we do that through mailings. Sometimes it's by grants. But really, we're trying to connect people who are passionate about health and wellness to the opportunity to make a difference, to help save and change lives for others in the community.
Well, and Al, give us an idea what kinds of things at FHN, you've been funding out of the foundation that you've used the money that you've raised. What have you done with those funds?
Sure. Well, we kind of have five broad areas that the money goes to. Sometimes the money is used for equipment, whether it's new equipment or enhanced equipment. And one of the purchases you've heard about recently would be the Velus orthopedic robot system that we're using here at FHN. That was completely funded by the foundation. Sometimes we're doing things for facilities to improve and enhance the facilities that are out in the community, whether it was the development of the Crisis Stabilization Center, the VHS Crisis Stabilization Center in downtown Freeport as part of our Family Counseling Center, or even things like a new nurse call system for the Cancer Center. Those are some of the ways we enhance the facilities. We also help provide money for scholarships and training for staff members. We have scholarships that go to nursing students, and we have scholarships that go to medical health professionals who are not in the field of nursing, because we want to make sure that people are getting the proper training and education they need so they can give the safest and best care to patients. And that's really important, given the workforce shortages that are going on across healthcare, to have opportunities to get more people into the field of healthcare. Yeah, I was just going to say, one of the other things we do is some direct patient care funding. One of the bigger programs that we've been involved in with patients is helping provide transportation, because being in a very rural area, sometimes transportation can be a barrier to people getting health care. So when people either don't have access to transportation or can't afford it, the foundation has helped provide funds to make sure that people are able to get to their medical appointments, because that's very important.
Hmm. So why is it necessary to raise funds for these types of things you just mentioned?
Sure. Well, everyone knows that healthcare has a lot of different aspects to it. And sometimes there's a lot more needs in healthcare than there's budget to cover them. Plus, when you look at what's going on with the payer system and reimbursement, we find a lot more of our reimbursement is coming from Medicare and Medicaid these days, and we really only get 8 cents on the dollar for that. So sometimes you have to have these additional opportunities for people to give and give back and make a difference.
What are there different ways for folks to give and to help out the foundation?
Oh, absolutely. We have sometimes people give us gifts in kind, which are different items that we use sometimes as auction items or prizes at the special events. And sometimes people even do those as gifts to staff to acknowledge the service they received. Sometimes people are donating just money, whether it's cash or cash equivalents, because they're contributing toward a project. We have opportunities for people to do planned giving through their estates and make a legacy gift that way. And we've even had people who have contacted us about giving some of their assets, like stocks or bonds or even real estate. And all of those gifts make a difference. And what's really nice is that for our foundation, I can tell you 100% of every dollar that's given actually gets used for its intended purposes. We don't have any overhead or administrative costs.
We're talking to the FHN Foundation Director for FHN and the FHN Dalvadac Program, Al Ivan. Hey, Al, what about if you have a year-end campaign that's coming up now? And tell us about that and what it's raising money for.
Yeah, this year, our year-end focus is going to be providing new hospital beds and mattresses for the hospital here in Freeport, Illinois. And you can imagine that just like your beds and your mattress at home eventually need to be replaced, so do ones at hospitals if you're going to provide the best care and comfort for the patients. And we know that getting rest is a very important part of your recovery. So we want to make sure that the patients have beds that they can get the rest they need, but also equipment that's safe and easy for staff members to use. And we've been very blessed this year because as part of this year-end campaign, we have a donor who has put up a matching gift of $250,000 to help raise all the money that's needed for the beds. So every dollar that's given for the year-end campaign is going to be doubled, which makes the dollars just go further. And that's even the theme for our gala this year that we're having on November 18th is going to go to raising money for the beds.
All right, well, tell us about that. You know, it seems like, oh boy, that's a long ways away, but the 2022 Festival of Trees Gala, tell us about that and about whether or not people can actually start ordering tickets already.
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned, the gala is going to be on Friday, November 18th, 2022, and it is at the Grand River Hall in Freeport, Illinois. And if people go to the FHN website, which is fhn.org, and they use the /gala2022, they can find more information about the gala. And yes, they can start ordering tickets. Tickets are $75 each. And what's nice is that the theme this year is a casino vino. So people have an opportunity to try their hand at different casino games, but also sample some of the area's wine that's out there. So it'll be a night of food and fun and some fundraising as well.
Well, tell us now if people want to find out what's maybe needed at FHN or if they're interested in making a specific contribution or maybe now more interest in the Festival of Trees gala coming up in mid-November. Tell us how they can get that information.
Sure. Well, first, anybody can call me at any time. My phone number is 815-599-7213. I can always be reached by email, which is aevon@fhn.org. We actually have a gift guide that we have out right now, which highlights 10 of the different projects the foundation is working on, so people can have choice and control as to what they'd like to make their gifts for, and we can send those out to people. And they can always go to the website, fhn.org/foundation, and learn about the foundation, learn about the projects and their opportunities to get involved.
Al, great information as always. Great to talk to you. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
This is the Dial-A-Doc program, and it's been brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. That's FHN Foundation Director Al Ivan here today on the Morning Mess.